Well, they're doing two things. First, it's the continuation of the goals under the Bush administration's management agenda. That was the red, yellow, green light. And what they did was they had different, you know, the human capital and HR, but this one actually they were specifically looking at the greening of government. So this calls for quarterly reports on progress. They pulled contracts to review what they included as part of those green requirements. Now, Cindy Valina is the policy analyst at the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. She says OMB is actually expanding this effort to ask agencies to pull 5% of their contracts from both headquarters and in the field. Agencies will have to demonstrate compliance and will have to have an approach that will improve the sustainability of their supply chain. Now, the second thing OMB is doing is requiring agencies to meet their own specific goals detailed in those sustainability plans. For instance, I just pulled a couple of them just randomly, and the Commerce Department, for instance, will revise its Commerce Acquisition Manual's green procurement program to meet or exceed the 95% goal that the executive order back from last October laid out for all contracting has to be 95% sustainable. At the Transportation Department, they have a bunch of things going on. For instance, the senior procurement officer will direct activities at the higher tier environmental management system, what they're calling EMS, for target development, implementation, and oversight of this specific goal. And this is one of several short, midterm, and actually long-term goals that DOT laid out. They also will have an environmental programs that will review their acquisition, facility management, standards, waste prevention, recycling, logistics activities. As you can tell, it's a whole bunch of things that they're trying to do and get to the point where they're trying to move into the idea of sustainability. Now, obviously, there's other things that they're doing. Look at EP projects, Energy Star, the building renovations that GSA is doing. So there's a whole bunch of things they're doing that all go back to that supply chain.
Now, are there areas that are really more ripe than others for green acquisition?
There are several, obviously. Construction is probably the most obvious one. You guys had on Kevin Kampsch here from GSA probably, I think, just last week or 2 weeks ago on our Green Government series, and he talked about how GSA is renovating or is making really significant changes to major federal buildings. They have to be LEED certified, but also office supplies, cafeteria. That goes back to your story, Amy, your special report on the greening of cafeterias on the Capitol Hill.
Right.
There's fleet, so cars, and then obviously technology is a big one. GSA, for instance, bought several thousand alternative fuel cars just this past year. EPA has the EP program and Energy Star office that look at not only technology, but office supplies, food service, paper, and several other areas. In fact, EPA and Energy Star just announced new requirements for audiovisual devices in terms of how energy efficient they are. So as you can see, there's more around computers, printers, even data center management. Additionally, USDA will issue a final rule in the coming months about what they call bio-based products, and it's called voluntary labeling. And then office supplies is another big part of this. There's the new blanket purchase agreement from GSA for office supplies that was awarded to 15 companies, and green is a big part of that. So there's a whole set of things, and there's probably even more that we can name.
Now, Jason, there's been a background work by the administration. They're trying to get corporations to voluntarily, I guess at this point, there's no law here, to measure their own carbon output, just as agencies are trying to do. Is there a chance that those ratings that suppliers come up with for their own greenness will translate into a selection criterion by which sources are chosen?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's coming down the pike. I don't think it's going to happen soon.
This round.
Right, but I think it's something that's going to happen in the next 6 months, next year, where an evaluation factor on contracts will be, are you meeting a specific goal under greenhouse gas? And I think they're going to start being a point or check mark, and it may not be the only factor because price and value and all those other things are probably a little more important, but it's going to be another check that you can put on there and really say, okay, I got an extra point.
Okay, so this is definitely a process. And right now, talking about the supply chain itself, how well are agencies doing when it comes to greening that supply chain, and where are they in that process?
Yeah, the interesting thing is we don't know. OFPP sent out a survey last November asking agencies how they're meeting their green purchasing goals. I did some follow-up. I talked to some people both inside government, and they said, you know, we don't know. Nothing's public yet. I said, well, is there anything unpublic you can give me? And they kind of laughed. I don't know why.
Because giving it to you would make it public, see?
Yeah, I know.
See how that would work.
I tried.
Yeah, well, at least you tried.
I tried.
But isn't it interesting that they don't know? Doesn't that make it harder for them to figure out where they are in the process?
Absolutely. And part of what they're doing is going back and looking at some data. So I looked at, so there's this 2009 survey that's from November that they asked agencies about. Mm-hmm. And then previously before that, there was a survey from January 2008. And that looked at 2006 and 2007 data.
Wow.
So we do have some data, but it's mostly anecdotal according to the sources I've talked to. And it shows where agencies were, how they were tracking, and what they weren't tracking. And the progress is fairly mixed. Let me give you an example. The Defense Department knows that 100% of all its toner cartridges include recycled products,
mm-hmm.
but had no idea about landscaping or timber or even tissue products, whether they include recycled products or not. Now, there's no, like, it's got to be 100% recyclable or 10%. It just said under the memo, recycled products. Does it include?
So it doesn't specify how much of it has to be.
Exactly. So it could be this, it could be little or big. People on the air can see me holding my fingers an inch apart. So that's really inconsistent. Consistent in terms of, and that's why it's so anecdotal.
Huh.
Now, NASA, for instance, has more complete data, but they were not as consistent across all areas. So, for instance, in 1 year, 2006, they bought 32% of their oil from recycled material, so recycled oil. In 2007, it was only 10%. Now, why? It's hard to say. They don't give a reason. They don't go into details. But the point is you see that time and again throughout the charts on this report, which we'll have linked up on federalnewsradio.com. This shows that sometimes they're high and sometimes they're low. So it's something that I think we're going to see over the next few months, maybe next year, we'll see a new survey. OMB is collecting new data, but right now we just don't know how agencies are doing.
And we're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller in studio with us this morning. Now, Jason, beyond the supplies and toilet paper and that kind of thing, which is pretty easy to find green, and it's a very low percentage of the procurement dollars, a lot of buildings are not green, and so agencies are thinking about how they can make buildings green. That gets into capital expenditure and multi-year types of work. Is there any evidence that agencies are beginning to move on the hard ones, meaning the expensive ones and the multi-year types of projects, such as converting buildings in whatever way they would do that, to make them more green, the big stuff?
Yeah, that's a huge effort by GSA. We talked a little bit earlier. They got about $5.5 billion from the Recovery Act, and a big chunk of that money, I think almost $2 billion, is going for green buildings. But aside from what GSA does, which, you know, they control, they manage a ton of buildings across the government, each agency is what, as they redo their own building and as they do their own modernization efforts, you'll see that at Transportation Department, their new building in D.C. is very green. NOAA has a building out in Suitland, Maryland that has been LEED certified for a number of years. So it's a slow movement. And then there's all the alternative energy they're looking at, whether it's wind or solar. So this is something that's happening. Now, the question is, and one of the definitions we need to know about from OMB and OFPP is, how does that meet supply chain? If you're getting your power from the power company, is that part of your supply chain? I mean, it's not like you're making a choice. There's usually only one power company. So those are some questions I think that are still out there.
And they can always get up there on the roof with some big old buckets and slop some white paint up top there, too. That'll help.
As Secretary Chu said from Energy, that's an easy thing to do.
And it sounds like, really quickly, just that they need more specifics, they need more parameters, they need more definitions.
I think that's a huge issue. I think that's a huge piece of it. And I think that's something that OMB and other people are working on. For instance, the Federal Acquisition Regulations Council is coming up with a new rule to talk about green acquisition. And that's in some of the final stages I'm hearing. It could come out in the next few months. There's also some training courses that are happening at the National Defense University, as well as the Federal Acquisition Institute. There are some online classes. In fact, you could see those classes in the next month or two. And then there's also tons of materials online you can go to. EPA, for instance, has a green purchasing guide. We'll have that linked up on federalnewsradio.com as well.